And we spoke with Rick, Rick Tachenet, last year when, ironically, Rick was with the Fire and Land Division of DSE. I think that's right, wasn't it, Rick? Good evening.
Land and Fire.
Land and Fire. I got the order wrong. Sorry. Well, I think under the circumstances, I could be forgiven.
Absolutely.
I? And it's really good to have you back on the program, Rick. And Regina's with us as well. Regina, good evening.
Good evening.
First of all, you need to remind us, Regina, what happened at the end of January last year to your place?
I'm just trying to remember. Oh, I do remember. We lost the house.
Lost the house. That's sort of like, where were you on the 30th of January? I remember. Yeah. So it was the 29th,
30th? 30th. We lost it. Yeah. So we had our anniversary on the weekend. It was last Saturday.
Can I ask you how that felt?
We went up to the block and we thought we were fine, but suddenly I was actually looking at the town and realised how close we came to actually losing this town and Ballara being another Marysville. And I suddenly just burst into tears and thought, you know, we were so from gratitude, you know, that we was just so lucky.
There were about 30 homes, I think, lost.
30 homes, about 90 sheds and a whole heap of cattle and fences and
And so, in the intervening now 12 months, Regina, we went to the block. Does that mean there's no house on the block?
That's right, yes. We're a bit slow in Ballara. Well,
see, you'll never get out of this pub alive after saying that. But so, is there a reason for that? Is it about a planning process and so forth?
Yeah, we're just, I suppose, we've moved about four times now, so we've rented in four different places, so it's taken a while to get some sort of what we call normality back, I suppose. And at the same time, we took our long service leave. Some people can get longer service leave.
In the DSA, yeah.
Yeah, which is nice. And it was a trip that we've been planning for about 5 years, so we actually went away for 3.5 months overseas,
okay,
which was probably the best thing we ever did. We actually got away and just had a break from just the fire, which has basically been on our minds all the time. So, and so we're now back in Ballara. During that time, we've been planning for the house, and so all the house plans are done. We've built this sensational retaining wall, which the whole town can see, I'm sure. Got our water tank in there, and tomorrow we're going to get the slab down for the shed. So we're actually progressing pretty well, and we feel that it's better to do it slowly than do it really quickly. Gina spoke about it the other day, where you could make a lot of mistakes if you do it too quickly, and it's probably part of the recovery process too.
What's the block like? What's the damage still on the block? What's the evidence that you face every time you go there?
No trees. Pretty well. And it was a very sheltered block, and now we just get these southwesterlies. I know our next door neighbour, Roz, she's just amazed by how much wind's coming through. and considering we've left too, which is interesting. On the state forest area, it's coming back. It's looking better. But there's a fair bit of bracken, blackberries now everywhere. It's just the whole neighbourhood's changed, and we've got a lot to do over the next, I reckon, 5-10 years. And the biggest things for us has been the loss of history and the loss of vegetation, and trying to get some colour back.
Yes.
We've got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, one can be flippant and say pansies or something like that for colour, but in fact, getting a garden, if it was me, I would think getting a garden going as well as getting a house going, that would go hand in hand instead of the traditional way of doing do a house first and then do the garden.
Yeah, well, sorry, but a house is easy to build, even though it takes a while, and we've got some other friends here, they're waiting for their house to be built as well, but it's just that vegetation, that garden that you really want back.
And also we need water for the garden, and so we still haven't got the shed up to start collecting this beautiful rainwater.
Yeah, it's all very well having a tank, but unless you've got something for it to fall on.
That's right. Yeah. So, it's slowly, but it will happen. We'll just be very old when it's finished.
But it will be right, though, won't it?
Hopefully.
Yeah, we've designed this retaining wall so it can actually step on it
sheltered behind it.
Sheltered behind it. And we could actually climb up it when we were 60 or 70.
Oh, you made it a climbing wall. Okay.